Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This podcast was designed with you in mind. If you're ready to erase the norm and embrace the truth, come pull up a chair, grab a journal, and tell a friend that your favorite Jersey girl is back with another episode. So let's get into it.
Hey, y'all. So today I have the pleasure of sitting down with Ms. Crystal Austin. She is a counselor, an author, a life coach, and a speaker. She is a wife and a mother, and she truly has a passion for helping women overcome barriers that hold them back. She is also the host of her very own podcast called Thriving in Her Purpose, and I am super excited to talk to her and dive into some tips on how we can truly find our purpose. So after the interlude, I will be bringing Ms. Crystal Austin to the stage. Hello.
Hi.
I'm super excited for you to be here. Thank you so much for coming on.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
You're very welcome. So let's just get into it. I like to ask my guests the first question, who they are. So tell the people, who is Crystal Austin?
I am I'm a helper. I love helping. I love inspiring. I love encouraging others. I am a person who gives in a way to build other people up. So that's part of who I am. Besides that, I'm a child of God. I'm a daughter of God. I am the other roles I have that doesn't really define me, but a part of who I am is I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a counselor, like you said, I'm a life coach. But I just enjoy pouring into others and being a servant of God. You know, that's who I am.
So what made you get into life coaching?
So my background is in counseling. That's what my profession is. That's what I went to school for. I'm a nationally certified counselor. But I decided to go a different direction from a lot of my peers who went on to get their LPCs and things like that. So I felt a pull in a different direction, and I found the life coaching area where I feel like I could do a little bit more with what I have, what God has given inside of me, in a way that I feel like I can help others in a way that that was placed in me to do so without any restriction, without any things that's keeping me from really going for and helping the people in the way that I feel like I can help them.
Right. This episode is in July. So I really wanted to focus on talking to life coaches because I believe that Jesus and therapy go hand in hand. And, you know, a lot of us, especially in our community, we feel like, you know, therapy is, we shouldn't go to therapy. But sometimes you need to talk to the lady or the man. because it's a lot of built-in trauma. We are taught to sweep things under the rug. We are taught to just, you know, brush it off and move forward. And as you know, sometimes those things show up later. So yes. It's very, very important that people utilize the tools that we have. God gives us wisdom, you know, and warning comes before destruction. So why not gravitate to those tools like life coaches and therapists and all the people who are trained to help you or navigate, or in life coaches terminology, guide you to a certain place that you want to be. So I truly appreciate you for being a life coach. I'm also in the vein of taking that route. So I love how you are, you have a degree in counseling, but you are also a life coach, because that too kind of gives your clients the best of both worlds. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I do. My training has helped. I do feel like this is in my area of gifting. And, you know, as we talk more about purpose, you know, I, you know, had to dive deep into what was best for me and where God was leading me. And I did take the time to explore that. And that's where I was led in the counseling direction. But as I progressed in my life, you know, I saw fit for me to go in the direction of life coaching, not abandoning, you know, my counseling roots and background, which I still am working in the counseling profession as an academic counselor at a university right now. So I'm still using those skills in that area as well as in the life coaching area.
So what made you get into podcasting? And do you do, I'm pretty sure you use like some of your techniques, because listening to your podcast, which I love, by the way, listening to your podcast, the thing I love about it is it's not long. That's the main thing, because a lot of podcasts can be like an hour or 2 hours, very tedious. So with you, it's like you put in so many nuggets into like a 10 minute, 12 minute time frame. And it is amazing. Like I can tell that you really have a passion for finding your purpose and helping people. And then your detail, like the episode that I loved was the three P's, when you were talking about the three P's, and you were really like giving the definition of it and giving examples. And that was just really awesome. So what made you get into podcasting as well?
Well, podcasting has been something that was on my heart to do for a while, but you know how sometimes you're like, oh, it's not the right time. Or people say I need to not worry about that right now and just, you know, focus on one thing first. So it was something that it was on my heart to do for quite some time, but wanted to share what was in me. God has put something great within me, and gifts and things to share, and wisdom and experiences that I have, that have happened in my life to help others. And I didn't want to keep that inside me, even though I was on social media platforms sharing things. I just felt like a need to go into the direction of podcasting so I can reach another audience and share the things that God has deposited within me and what I have learned through some of the hardships that I have overcome in my life too.
You can definitely feel the passion and the sincerity in your episodes, that you really do care about people retaining what you're saying when they're listening to your episodes in regards to, you know, your personal experience. Like your first episode, you definitely dive deep into, you know, your personal life. And that required a level of vulnerability that is commendable. A lot of people wouldn't tell everything that you told. And I advise you guys to listen to the episode so you can hear it for yourself. But yeah, like it requires a level of vulnerability. And talking about purpose, what do you feel like that means? Because we always hear that, especially in the church, you know, find your purpose. Mm-hmm. But why do you think it's so important? And what can you explain what it is exactly?
Yeah, so all of us have a purpose. We're created with a purpose, on purpose. God wouldn't have created us if we didn't have a purpose. So there is something he needed us to do on this earth. There is a reason why we are all here, and a great reason for us to help others in the way that he created us to help others. You know, it's not about us. It's about serving others and glorifying God with what he has given us to you know, help inspire or help the world in our own specific kind of way. And we're all unique in the way that God has created us and put whatever purpose that we have within us. So it's just that thing that he put in us to do, to help others, to make this world a better place, you know? So all of us have that thing, and we just have to tap into what that thing is. Some of us really we struggle with finding it out, but it is within each and every one of us. We just have to get into alignment in order to recognize what that thing is.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, because a lot of the times we'll confuse something that we're interested in with our purpose, you know? Mm-hmm. So how do you differentiate the two? Like, if a person is not, if they're new to their relationship with God and they're just coming into it, how do they determine, oh, this is my purpose versus this is just something that I'm very, very highly passionate mm-hmm. about?
Yeah, definitely. There's a difference between your passion and your purpose. And it can be hard to figure out. There's people, you know, going all throughout their lives and they still don't know. It's taken a long time to figure out exactly what I want to do. And it is a journey. It is something like, you know, I figured this out and that's it. It can be an evolving thing. So I would say, look at what your passions are and use that as a sign. It doesn't mean your passion is your purpose, but you can use your passion as a clue to see if that is what your purpose is. And for you to figure out what your purpose is, I always say that the person who created you, our creator that created us, mm-hmm. Is who you need to be in alignment with in order to figure out what that purpose is. Because if you take the time to know who God is, seek his face, read the word, understand his character, and meditate on his word and take the time to listen to him, you'll be able to recognize his voice and know that that's what he's saying whenever you go to him in prayer. And you can recognize, okay, that's what God is telling me. If you don't know what that purpose is and you're praying about it and you're wondering, is that just me thinking that, or is that God? Right. So you just have to be in tune, and as a new person in Christ, you know, just take that time and develop that relationship with God, and he will speak to you in amazing ways and reveal those things to you that you are asking him about.
Yeah. I had an episode with my cousin and we were talking about the power of prayer, and we were talking about, like, when you are growing up, you believe that there's going to be this big, powerful voice that just comes from the ceiling and say, hey, Shira, this is this, do this, do that. But really, I've noticed as I've been growing up that it's a peace that surrounds you when you are thinking about the idea, or like you said, if you're talking about your interests or your hobbies, certain things you get giddy about. But then there's certain things that just give you a peace when you think about it. And I think sometimes that can be associated with your purpose as well. You just feel like it's like you're not working, or it's not a strain or anything like that. It's just a smooth flow, because anything that God does, he gives it to us with a peace involved. So I think that's another key indicator for them as well in regards to finding their purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a flow that comes with it, but also it can still be uncomfortable. Like, there's things that God have me doing that I never would have thought that I would be doing. There's still some things that, you know, I have to overcome because I'm still a little insecure about, even though I know that I am in my lane. I know he is telling me to move this way. And sometimes it's still uncomfortable, even though you know this is where God is leading you to go.
Right. And that's funny that you said that too, because that was another thing we were talking about, because my cousin and I are both introverts. And even though I love taking a good picture, I do not like this, the being in front of the camera and stuff. No. And she's so shy. We didn't even do a video. Well, we did a video recording, but we had to upload the episode on on audio only because she does not do the camera. So she was saying how her ministry is she does like prayer every morning. So she'll go on Facebook and Instagram and she'll do these prayers. And she was like, how ironic is it that God has me doing something that I'm truly uncomfortable with? You know, that would be the ministry. And it's funny that he takes the introverts like us and puts us in these situations where we have to kind of like tap into our vulnerability and just really trust him that he knows better for us than we know for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So last question, what advice do you have for someone who wants to start a life coaching business or someone who wants to become an author because you are an author? So mm-hmm. what is some advice that you have for those individuals?
I mean, there are several things I can say, but it takes investing in yourself. It takes investing in someone that can help you learn and help you know which direction to go. I invested in my own coach. I invested in someone who can help me establish the foundations of a life coaching business. Also had help with this author, this book project that I was recently part of. So investing in somebody that can help you along the way is a good place to start. So you can have that assistance with, you know, which way to go, which direction to take, which path is best, things like that. So I would say, you know, invest in yourself, but also believe in yourself, because that's what's going to take for you to keep moving forward. When those obstacles come, when those barriers come, when you get discouraged about something or something happens in your life that's out of your control, but you know that you're meant to move forward with this thing. So believe in yourself and know that you are meant to do whatever it is you're striving to do.
That's awesome. Well, I appreciate you for coming on, and I want you to take a moment to let the people know where they can listen to this amazing podcast of yours and where they can purchase your book and anything else that you want to tell them. I'll give you your moment now.
Absolutely. Yes. I would love for you to join me in listening into my podcast. It's the Thriving in Her Purpose podcast. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, you can find it on Spotify, you can find it on Amazon Music, you can find it on all your major podcast platforms. So check it out. I would love for you to be a part of my podcast audience. If you would like to find me on Facebook, and I have a free Facebook group called Thriving in Her Purpose as well, where I show up there. I actually have a workshop coming up next week where we will be diving into how that you are an overcomer and talking about how to overcome and break through barriers and helping you get to the place in your life where you're trying to get to and reaching your purpose and striving for your purpose and overcoming the things that's trying to hold you back. So Unlock Your Voice Volume 2 is the book I co-authored with a few other women. And if you want to find me on Facebook and DM me, I can send you the link for where to purchase. It's also on Amazon. If you want to go straight to Amazon and purchase Unlock Your Voice Volume 2, Mantles, Mandates, and Motherhood is on Amazon. Or you can send me a DM on Facebook if you want to get the paperback signed copy from me.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on. Okay, you guys. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, I want you to know that you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You have purpose in this world and you have been created to do great and amazing things. So until next time, you all have a good day.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and don't forget to leave a review. You can follow Shira on all major platforms and on YouTube at ShiraRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.